Negotiating for Success: Essential Strategies and Skills. Author: George Seidel. Decide whether to negotiate. We all negotiate on a daily basis. We negotiate with our spouses, children, parents, and friends. We negotiate when we rent an apartment, buy a car, purchase a house, and apply for a job. The ability to negotiate might be the most important factor in your career advancement. Negotiation is also a key to business success. We usually don't negotiate when we buy food, drink, apps, books, clothing, electronics, office products, etc. What would happen if we decided to negotiate when purchasing these items? Professor George Seidel, who teaches negotiation in the MBA program at Michigan's Ross School of Business, gave his students an assignment, asking them to try to purchase a personal product or service at a store, hotel, or restaurant for far less than the listed price. Before they complete the assignment, a large percentage of them predicted that most students will fail. The actual results were surprising. 2/3 of students have succeeded. 3 reasons why we don't haggle more often. 3 reasons come to mind that you should consider when deciding whether to negotiate. First, many people are simply uneasy about negotiation. A second reason is that the benefits might not exceed the costs. The third reason why you might not want to negotiate is that it can carry risks. Determine the type of negotiation. To decide whether to negotiate, you have to ask yourself, is your negotiation a position-based or an interest-based one? Negotiation was traditionally viewed as a position-based activity. For example, if you and your friend are fighting over a gourmet anchovy pizza, your position is that you should get the pizza. His position is that it belongs to him. A friend of yours suggests cutting the pizza in half and selecting the half that you want. Is that a good result? Many business leaders and negotiators think it would be a win-win compromise because it seems fair for both of you. While true in many cases, it might be possible to improve the results for both of you by moving beyond your positions and identifying your underlying interests. For instance, you hate anchovies but want the crust, and your friend wants the anchovy pizza but never eats the crust. By going beyond positions and identifying underlying interests, you can reach an agreement that benefits each of you without harming the other. The crust you want will be doubled, and the anchovy pizza your friend wants will be doubled also, instead of the original solution. Conceptually, dividing the pizza, which is a distributive negotiation, involves distributing the pieces of a fixed-sized pizza, while enlarging the pizza, integrative negotiation, aims at expanding the pizza by integrating the interests of both parties. Experts refer to dividing the pizza as claiming value, while expanding the pizza as creating value. Value creation is a key to business success, and it actually takes place on a day-to-day basis during business negotiations. Are you doing a deal or resolving a dispute? This is the second question you should ask yourself once you decide whether to negotiate. Deal-making negotiation looks to the future, while dispute resolution negotiation looks to the past, in an adversarial manner. The difference between the both types will affect your negotiation strategy. Even dispute resolution negotiation can be converted into an interest-based negotiation. Develop your relationships and power. After you are done with the previous stages, you are now ready to dive into the negotiation. At the outset of negotiation, you should focus on 2 preliminary matters: getting to know the other side on the personal level and developing your power. Gather general information from the other side. Negotiation success depends more on asking questions to harvest information than on persuasion. To receive information, negotiators must not only ask questions, they must listen carefully to the answers. The ability to listen distinguishes skilled negotiators from average negotiators, and it is also an important leadership skill. It is one of the skills that make talented individuals move from middle management positions to leadership roles. Increase your power. As you question the other side during negotiations, one piece of information is especially valuable: their best alternative to a negotiated agreement, or BATNA, BATNA. The ability to walk away from a negotiation because there is a better alternative provides you and the other side with power. This leads to 3 BATNA strategies. How powerful are they? Find their BATNA. Ask them about their best alternative and determine how powerful they are. Weaken their power by changing the perception of their BATNA. If they talk about moving to another supplier, you should emphasize the quality of your product, your record of on-time delivery, your history of willingness to work with their customers, etc. Increase your power by strengthening your BATNA. Do you rely too heavily on business with their company? Can you increase your business with other companies? Psychological tools and traps. 1. Don't assume a fixed pie. Bringing the sense of competition to negotiation, assuming that there is a competition between both sides on a fixed pie, in which one side wins and the other loses, distorts negotiators' behavior. 2. Consider anchoring when developing a first offer strategy. Humans tend to anchor to an initial value when estimating the value of uncertain objects. Anchoring suggests that you should propose the first number so that you can anchor the other side to your number. 3. Avoid the trap of easily available information. Our decisions are overly influenced by the information that is easily available. Understanding the trap of easily available information can be used during negotiations. 4. Encourage reciprocity. Professor Sido shares an example of reciprocity that involved his negotiation with a young girl who approached him and wanted to sell him a fan made out of peacock feathers. He told her he wasn't interested. She followed him in the gardens and explained the topiary, vegetation, and structures in the gardens. At the end of the tour, he bought a peacock feather fan. The girl had an intuitive understanding of the power of reciprocity. 5. Use the contrast principle. When Dr. Sido purchased his first house, a real estate agent showed him the ugliest house he has ever seen. It needed considerable repairs and had a huge price. He told her he wasn't interested. She then took him to an attractive house, but also needed lots of repairs and had a huge price. Again, he told her he wasn't interested. Then she took him to an attractive house that was well maintained and had a huge price too. He said, "I'll take it." In the language of psychology, she had trapped him by using the contrast principle. She realized that the third house would look quite different when shown in contrast to the first two than it would look in isolation. Had she taken him only to the third house, he wouldn't have been interested because of the high price. 6. Take a big picture perspective. In negotiation, it's important to keep in mind the big picture, even when you're immersed in the details. Use contract law to complete your negotiation. It is often stated that negotiation takes place in the shadow of the law. The law actually casts two shadows on negotiations. First, litigation, when resolving disputes. Second, the legal framework for contract negotiation and the elements necessary to convert your agreement into a binding contract. The 4-part contract checklist. 1. Reach an agreement. One party makes an offer. The other party accepts it. For example, a store sent an offer on Monday to a manufacturer to purchase televisions, with delivery to be made to the store. On Wednesday, the manufacturer sent a reply accepting the offer, but added that the store had to pick up the televisions at the factory. On Friday, the store agreed to this change. When the price of the televisions dropped, the store claimed that there was no contract. Is there a contract? The manufacturer's so-called acceptance of the offer made by the store was not a legal acceptance because it changed the place of delivery. This made the manufacturer's communication a counteroffer, which legally is a rejection of the offer. 2. Give up something as consideration. In everyday language, consideration means that for a deal to be legally binding, both sides must give up something. 3. Stay within the law. 4. Put your agreement in writing. Assuming that your oral agreement is binding in a situation where law requires a written contract carries a huge financial risk. The holistic approach introduced here avoids a mistaken assumption that success is determined by what happens at the bargaining table. While this phase of the process is important, the real success is whether the agreement was performed successfully. All of previous tools and concepts can help you achieve balance and harmony in your life as you engage in daily personal and business negotiations.